Welcome everyone. Today I'm going to talk about the performance analyzer tool available in Visual Studio 2010, how you can check the performance of your application and compare the differences between the two performances of the same application by changing the code based on the suggestions made by the profile. So let's share a sample application which is there in MSDN Code Gallery. For this walkthrough available in MSDN. So what I have done, I have downloaded the sample for the Visual Studio Team System 2010 profiling tools called People Tags from code.msdn.com. So if you go to code.msdn.com, search with People Tracks, you'll be able to find the sample code over there. So I've downloaded and using the same sample code. So let's go into my Visual Studio, and that project is created. It has got the solution has got four projects. The main project is the People Tracks. So what this People Tracks is basically doing, and what is the performance of that application? I need to check that out. A few things you need to remember before you use this profiling tool is that you need to run the Visual Studio in the admin mode. So let's go ahead and run my Visual Studio in the admin mode. So go to Visual Studio 2010, open the project, save, run it administrator. Once I do that, my Visual Studio is in admin mode. The profiler requires the admin mode privilege to run the application. So the Visual Studio is open. Now let me close the previous version of Visual Studio. Open the People Tracks application over here. Now you can see in the title of my Visual Studio says administrator. Now I am ready to go. Now I go ahead and click on analyze and then say launch performance wizard. So once I do that, it launches the profiling tool from Visual Studio. I choose the CPU sampling and then say next. It shows me the various runnable or executable application. So not all applications can be profiled, provided they don't have interface or cannot run, like class library. So you can go and select People Tracks and then say next. And when you say finish, it'll open the People Tracks application, and also the profiling tool will be running at the background. So let's see. Alright, now you click on get people. So once you do that, it will populate all the names and the company name from the for this application, and taking some time. Alright, once it is over, the list will be generated for you. Now you can click on export data, and this also pops up in the notepad. Now you can go ahead and close that. You notice here the profiling is getting generated, and also trying to give you kind of report which will help you to analyze that. Now that's most important part of this report. Now if you just close the other part of your window, you will be able to see that this gives you some sort of information on it. You can also drill down to the different reports you are interested in. Right now we are interested in the hot path, the area where hot path is mentioned, telling me what are the methods it is taking longer time to execute. So it is under people get people button click, but actually button click is calling some external method, so I'm not concerned about that. I'll be more focusing on the people.getPeople method, and then see what is happening wrong over here. Or the get people or get name. So if I go ahead and click here, I can go and see that get name is coming up. If I close that and go to the other part of that hot path, I will be able to see that get people. So basically, if I go to get people, it'll also, this has got two areas. First area says that function body, and then what are the necessary information, and also highlights to the respective area of my selection. Now notice here, whenever I call get name, under get people, it actually calls full name and company name. It is calling twice the get names method, and then by getting all those two names, it is actually populating an array list called people, right? So it is basically generating that error list. Maybe I can go ahead and modify this code. So let's see how that looks like. So I'll close and then go to my solution explorer and see that in the people.cs file, if I notice this optimize get people instruction, it is kind of optimized base, and then based on that optimized get people, it is basically doing something different. So if I just explore this, it's a instead of it is calling full name and company name twice, it is calling them together. So it's kind of this method is being taken care and optimized in the same method under public people. And you will also see that the three methods basically, one of them is get people. So if I open the get people method, I can see that's again optimized in the same method, full name and company name calling up. So what I can do now, if I just have this and then go to people tracks and go to properties and under build, I paste the symbol. Now that will be calling the optimized get people section. So I save it. I again run the analyzer tool. Say next, people tracks, and then say finish. I will again populate that exe. Now I click on get people. This is supposed to be much much faster than the previous one, and will get me the same list of full name and company name into this grid, and also I can export the data once it is over. So I export the data, it exports the data into my notepad. Now I close them. Now my both methods, the reports are ready. Now how I can compare whether I did something good to this application which made it faster, whether I did something wrong to it. So let's analyze this using this analyzer tool again, saying compare profile performance. So I can just open up the two reports, the PSP files. First one is this one, which I did at 1:16 p.m. So I just open it. And then the second one is the optimized one, which I had done 4 minutes later on. So I say open. Now I hit on OK. It gives me a comparative view of what I have done, good or bad, by seeing a delta section of this report. You can easily find out what are the places I did something good or bad based on the remarks. Also the baseline value and the comparison value shows up over here, which gives you a better output in terms of how you can convince people saying that, hey, listen, I did something, that's why the performance is better now, and that's how the application looks faster and quicker in your case. Hope this helps. Going forward, you will be using this tool to make it faster.